local service encounters. No rip-offs.
WTAM 1100.
All right, John, if you're on the phone lines, hang on. We'll get right to you. But there's a gentleman on our phone lines named Chris Jerry. He's the father of Emily Jerry. I'm not sure if everybody remembers this story, but I've been promising to have Chris Jerry on for quite a long time now. And, because of circumstances, you know, different things that have happened and with the show and my life and stuff like that, we haven't made connections with Chris Jerry. But he's the father of Emily Jerry, a two-year-old who was given a wrong mixture. I don't know if you remember this story of chemotherapy. She was 2 years old fighting cancer. And she was given, and I'll let Chris explain the whole thing to you, because he's starting, he wants to get this law passed. And he's starting the Emily Jerry Foundation to protect children from these simple medical errors. And I've been promising to have Chris on for a long, long time. And let's welcome Chris Jerry to the show. Chris, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great, Trev. Thank you very much for having me on your show. I wanted to thank you very much. I have heard, you know, on your show all the wonderful work you're doing with the Coach for Kids program and those types of things. And with my foundation, you know, I can only hope to emulate all the great things you've been doing in the community and for children in general. It's my true feeling that, you know, every child that's born into this world, I don't care what race they are, they're all miracles, and they all deserve to be treated as such. And no child, no person should be put at risk.
Let's explain to the audience, Chris. Your daughter was 2 years old, Emily Jerry.
Yes.
She was battling cancer, going through chemotherapy. Explain, tell everybody what happened.
Well, Emily was a beautiful, happy little girl. And she's my guardian angel now. Mm-hmm. And watching over everything I'm doing, and she's the reason I'm doing everything I'm doing. But a very happy child. Never complained really about much of anything. And just always laughing and giggling, so on and so forth. I had noticed at about the year and a half mark that she'd be playing with her brother and sister and what have you, and she'd stop and wince in pain and grab her side. And at nighttime, for example, she'd wake up and scream out in pain. And my whole career was spent in medical imaging, doing international business development, working with companies like Siemens Medical Systems over in Erlangen, Germany, Philips Medical Systems in the Netherlands, so on and so forth. And I'm not a licensed physician, but I have seen quite a few films. And I was concerned, and I wanted to have Emily imaged, so to speak. And we took her in, and they ran her through the MRI and discovered that she had a grapefruit-size tumor in her abdomen. And it was so shocking. I was completely devastated. And anyway, we decided to go through with a chemotherapy regimen, and whereby we'd have to bring her in for about a week, a month, and she would receive her chemotherapy regimen. And this was in the fall of 2005, I believe. And we brought her in, and Emily was one of the first patients, pediatric patients, that the facility has ever had.
So she was taking chemo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And tell about the mixture and what happened there.
Well, what happened with the mixture is a pharmacy technician was preparing it. And instead of using an off-the-shelf bag of saline with 0.9% sodium chloride concentration, she decided to use, because she hadn't had any training or background in this, didn't know any better, didn't know that salt could kill somebody, she took an empty compounding bag and loaded it full of 23.4% sodium chloride.
And that killed you, and that killed your baby.
Yes, it did.
And not the, and she was beating the cancer?
She wasn't just beating it. She had miraculously overcome the cancer.
So this mistake with the mixture by the pharmacy tech, okay, is the reason your 2-year-old daughter is dead.
Correct.
Yeah.
She died of that when somebody is overdosed on sodium chloride, that causes cerebral edema or brain swelling.
Was that a painful death?
Extremely painful. Horrific death.
What was the punishment for the pharmacy tech? Did they take her to court?
No, the pharmacy technician was not found to be liable. The person who was liable was the pharmacist that was overseeing the pharmacy technician.
So the pharmacy technician did absolutely got no punishment whatsoever out of it?
No, she did not.
But the pharmacist went to jail?
I believe he did get sentenced to some jail time.
Right,
I purposely bowed out of that spotlight.
Yeah, I think he got 6 months according to what I've read here.
I'm not certain about that, Triv. My feeling on that is they are part of the whole tragedy. The pharmacist, Eric Kropp, and the pharmacy technician, Katie Dudash, I've forgiven them in my heart. I know that sounds kind of weird.
Yeah, it does.
It sounds really weird.
Really?
But bottom line is they didn't go to work that morning intending to kill a beautiful child. They were horribly negligent in what they did. And it was a horrific accident. It was totally avoidable and senseless.
Now, you have a foundation set up, and you're trying to get a law passed. You want to explain that to us very quickly?
Well, actually, I am very, very proud to say that I was able to get a law passed. I was able to get our Governor Ted Strickland back last January to sign into effect Emily's law, and anybody can research it on the Internet. It regulates pharmacy technicians. And there's provisions for, training requirements. It's oversight by the Ohio Pharmacy Board, so on and so forth. And it was one of the fastest passing pieces of legislation, I guess, in Ohio's history, I've been told.
Thank God. Now, Emily, EmilyJerryFoundation.org, what is that? They take donations? Explain what that is all about.
Yes. I have decided to I retired from my career in medical imaging, and I've decided to establish this nonprofit foundation in my daughter's memory, in hopes to keep this from happening to other children.
And that's EmilyJerryFoundation.org.
Correct.
Now, if people donate money to that, where does that go, Chris?
That money right now, I have been funding everything out of my own pocket. But what we're doing is I want to get – there's technology and equipment out there that would have prevented Emily's death.
Really?
Yes. There is equipment that's manufactured by a company that I know of out in Arizona that I worked with.
Because this could happen to somebody else's kid, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's my point. And I believe that every child is truly a miracle and deserves to be treated as such. I mentioned that earlier, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. And, you know, if I can, if Emily's death can you know, save just a handful of children, then, you know, my efforts have been worthwhile.
Chris, not that I want to bring you back or anything, but I'm looking at a picture of your two-year-old baby, and it's, what a beautiful little girl she was.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, I feel like she's my guardian angel, Triv.
I don't know how you keep the hate out of you.
Well, it was a tough thing.
You're a better man than me.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
I really mean that.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm doing this for other children. I mean,
I understand.
I could have taken the easy way, you know, out of this and just moved on with my life and forgotten about it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But then, you know, her death would have been in vain.
Yeah, I understand.
And so I feel like everything that I do,
right.
You know, on behalf of the foundation, is in her memory.
We're going to put the foundation on my website, WTAM.com, just keyword Triv. And, Chris, I got to go here, but the foundation is the EmilyJerryFoundation.org. If you need more information, just go to WTAM.com, click on the Triv page, and there'll be a link to the Emily Jerry Foundation.
Yes,
there.
And please, I would encourage anybody to also email me with their comments. I am trying to respond to everyone's correspondence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everyone's support that really is and truly is what keeps me going every day.
Yeah. Chris, good luck to you, and thank you very much. And anything I can do for you, just let me know, okay?
Okay, thanks again, Mike.
Thanks, Chris.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
What a story that is. Hold on 1 second. Just 1 second here. WTAM 1100, you're in the air.
Say hello.
Yes.
Well, I'm just the first-time caller from down here at Dover,
and
I enjoyed that piece you had the other week about Bernie Kosar. You felt that he was the most popular athlete from in the Cleveland era.
Yeah.
But in my time, I feel that, of course, you didn't get to witness and listen to the games, but Bob Feller, the Van Meter fireball, to me, was the greatest athlete ever out of Cleveland.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, I wouldn't disagree with that. This traffic brought to us by
Nationwide Insurance and Hillcrest Hospital.
Thank you, Katie.
No problem.
Looking at this little two-year-old here, this Emily Jerry. Oh, man. Can you just imagine that? Your daughter beating cancer, and they give her the wrong mixture of chemotherapy, and they put her through a death like that?
Never.
And then the father doesn't hate?
Yeah, that's what was amazing to me, that how he reacted to it. Because I personally could not.
Do you see the baby?
No, I didn't get to see a picture.
Come in here.
Oh, you haven't seen. When you go to the webpage.
You want me to break your heart, Katie?
Yeah.
Come in here and look at this baby. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. What a sad story that is. That's just unbelievable. WTAM 1100, you're in the air.
Hey, Trev, being on the Rock Hall does have some